Good morning. We are continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Chayav Hilchos Shabbos. We're studying Klal He. Klal He deals with really two whole set of halachas: the halachas of the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos, and the halachas of how to be makabel Shabbos, the proper time, etc., to be makabel Shabbos, and the halachas of halachas neiros. The connection between the two is twofold. One is that halachas neiros functions as a form of Kabbalah Shabbos, so therefore it's appropriate to discuss halachas of Kabbalah Shabbos in conjunction with halachas neiros. And secondly, a person has to be careful when to light, because they have to make sure they light in a way that they're going to have time for to sefer Shabbos, etc. So both reasons, the halachas of Tosef Shabbos and the halachas neiros overlap, and that's why the Chayyadim put them together in one cloud. He starts off with the halachas of Tosef Shabbos. So there is a mitzvah in the Torah to be moisif Michol al Kodesh. The Torah writes this by Yom Kippur, the word Rosh Hashanah, points out that the Pasuk talks about that starting Yom Kippur seemingly on the ninth day, in Parshas Emor, that starting by Yomashi, Chazal darshan out that there's a mitzvah to Moisev Michal al Kodesh to start Yom Kippur on the ninth of Tishrei, to take some of the weekday of the ninth and append it into the Yom Kippur. The more then continues and learns out from there that it's not only Yom Kippur, it's by Shabbos, it's by Yom Tov as well. And the Rambam understands that the mitzvah to sefer Shabbos by Yom Kippur is the rice in regards to the Isra of the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, starting to be the Inuy of Yom Kippur, eating and drinking. It starts to be by Yom, that's the rice. That which reminds of the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur early is the Rabbanon. The same thing by Shabbos and by Yom Tov, the Isra of Malacha that we're going to add on to Shabbos and to Yom Tov is the Rabbanon. Now that's the opinion of the Rambam. However, many Rishonim disagree and hold that the din of being Moisef regards to the Isra of Malacha on Erev Yom Kippur, and similarly the Isra of Malacha on Erev Shabbos is the Raisa. Even if it isn't the Raisa, the Chayyim will point out that it's a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh to be Moisef Michal of the Kurdish and to be Shabbos during that time. The person is not over alive, the person would be mevatel and asay during that time. Now the next question which the Chayyim is going to deal with is, how long does the Sefer Shabbos have to be? How much do you have to add? And the third is, how much could you add besides the minimum? So the minimum, let's say for argument's sake, is 5 minutes. So I have to add at least 5 minutes. Well, how much could I add? I want to add 15 hours. I want to start Shabbos Friday morning at 7 a.m. Is that called Tosef Shabbos? Is how much can you actually add? So that needs to be clarified to understand the concept of Tosef Shabbos. How much, if you add, is it effective? How much you have to add? Now, on top of this issue, what's confusing is Tosef Shabbos requires us to add on to Shabbos. That assumes we know when Shabbos starts. We know Shabbos starts at this and this time during the day. Add on some time beforehand. But if we're not clear when Shabbos starts, so when exactly does the mitzvah to sefer Shabbos start? Why is this a question? Because we don't know when Shabbos starts. We have this period of time called Ben Hashmoshes. And during Ben Hashmoshes, it's a suffix whether it's Friday, whether it's still Yom Shishi, or whether it's already Shabbos. So I have to, obviously during that time, I have a suffix Issa D'Raisa. I have to be parish and be careful not to do malacha then. But arguably that time is really Friday. And I, by not doing malacha during that period of time, I am being moist about the Shabbos. So I need to understand how we deal with the Zman of Ben Hashmoshes, and is that a form of Tosef Shabbos? Ben Hashmoshes itself, this period of time known as Ben Hashmoshes, the twilight period of time, is a machlokes when halachically that starts. So We have an argument, we have a suffix, what the status of Benish Moshe is, so we have another suffix, when exactly that starts. And the last point we have to clarify when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos is what constitutes a Tosefes. Do we have to just stop working and that's sufficient? Do we have to be makabel bepeh? Do you have to say that I'm speaking out to be makabel Shabbos? So what constitutes a valid fulfillment of the requirement of Tosefes Shabbos? So those are the points that the Chayyim is going to speak about in this klal. And again, he will start with the Lachos of Tosefes Shabbos and give these points that we've said. We will see them inside Bezal Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.